Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Church. Please open your Bibles to Titus chapter 3. This is a time in our service when we prepare to take communion. Communion is a remembrance of Jesus' death. You're going to eat some bread and drink some juice, which represents his body and blood. This is to remind us that Jesus died in our place and to bring your minds and hearts to what it means to remember. Please look at Titus 3, verses 3 through 7. Notice with me four facts to remember. The first fact to remember is who you were. Verse 3 says, "For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. This is the heart unknowingly in need of rescue, the unsaved." All of us, every Christian, has been in this condition prior to our rescue. This is who you were. Remember who you were. The second fact to remember is when you were rescued. Look with me at verse 4. "But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared." When? 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary and became the God-man. Christ was both God and man. He lived a sinless life. Jesus the Christ was crucified. He was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, granting forgiveness to all those who would come to him in repentance and faith. This is when God enacted his rescue of sinners. Remember when you were rescued. The third fact to remember is who rescued you. Please look with me at verses 5 and 6. "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." In remembering that he rescued us, remember that we were lost in darkness and sin, that's verse 3, with no ability on our own to be justified. There is nothing that we did or can ever do to contribute to our rescue. No matter how hard we try or work, the gospel denies the possibility of attaining salvation on our own. While we were dead in our sin and deserving eternal punishment, God rescued us according to his mercy. By his grace, God brings us from death to life. Remember who rescued you. The fourth fact to remember is why God rescued you, why he saved you. Look with me again at verse 7. "So that, being justified by his grace, we'd be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Believer, you are justified. And justification is a one-time event. Our record before God is just as if we never sinned. Our hope, our confident expectation, is he spending eternal life with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. This uncomprehendable rescue, this gift of salvation, is made possible only by God's grace, God's unmerited favor towards us. This time of remembrance, the community, those who have had their sins forgiven, those who have repented of their sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're here this morning and you do not have anything to remember, if there's no remembrance of rescue, we're so glad you're here. But if by your own admission, you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, if he's not your Lord and Savior, communion is not for you. And we ask that you would simply pass the bread and the juice by and not partake. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be rescued, or if you have other questions, please ask the person who brought you or meet with one of our elders. The men will now come forward. When you have spent some time remembering and are ready, please take communion on your own.